we're doing Tayag Mitzvot, and we had been discussing the laws of marriage, who may one marry, who is one prohibited from marrying biblically, rabbinically. And now he goes on to discuss what happens when a person marries off a child. So he says when a person marries off his daughter, he should say, I'm preparing myself to marry my daughter to someone who's kosher and fit for her. The verse says, I've given my daughter to this man. And this is a fulfillment of the commandment in the Torah that Hashem commands us not to allow a mamzer to marry a daughter of Israel, not to allow a mamzer, a bastard, to marry into the congregation, not to take a person who's castrated. The Torah gives us responsibility. Who we should let our children marry, who we should marry. We don't marry an Ammonite, a Moabite. That's a biblical prohibition. We don't distance Edom beyond three generations. The Torah tells us up to three generations. You don't marry an Edomite or a Mitzri, but you don't distance them beyond that. And here we also have the prohibition that we're not allowed to castrate a human or an animal. This is a biblical prohibition.
Even animal. Even cat?
Correct. Oh. Even cat. The Torah prohibits neutering or castration, a human, an animal, a wild animal, or a bird. The Torah says, "Ve'altzechem lo tasu." Parshas Emor. Those were the mitzvos we had about marriage.
Well, what about pills for cat?
So
because she's crying and some gives
pills. Pills is I don't know enough about pills. Meaning, the Torah is talking about doing an action like slicing the gonads. About taking pills, I don't know what the halach is. There's response about it. I just don't remember what it says.
Hormones, pills for cats because they are crying.
Okay, I don't know.
This is from
a book called Or HaShanim. Someone was a disciple of the Gra, wrote a short work summarizing all 613 mitzvot. We do 5 minutes each Friday. He went on to explain, he explains divorce. If a person is going to divorce, so technically the Torah says if a man wants to divorce his wife, he has a mitzvah how he should do it. So now that he's doing it in the proper way, the Torah says, he's writing a divorce contract, he should have in mind, I'm doing this, now I'm going to do this mitzvah, like the Torah tells us that when a person divorces his wife, he should do it with a proper contract, the way the Torah says, v'chata v'asefa fitut. And we have a biblical prohibition that if she marries someone else, and then he dies or he divorces her, the Torah prohibits her first husband from remarrying her. So when a person divorces her, he's saying, and I'm taking upon myself, that if she marries someone else, I will never again marry her. That's part of what happens when she gets divorced. We also have the mitzvah of chalitza. If a person's sister-in-law became widowed, person's brother passed away, leaving his sister-in-law a widow without children, so then today we do chalitza. The Torah really gives two options. One is to marry her, another one is to do the process of chalitza. The process of chalitza is that she and he set up a time with the rabbis, they set up a place, they go to the place, then she removes the shoe and spits in it, and she says, you've refused to take me, this is the way it should be in the house of Israel, and the people over there declare, this is the house of the person whose shoe was removed.
And now
we still do it. If a person's brother passed away and left his wife without children, so then we still do it. And that's we have a special sandal that we use.
Yeah.
And we say this is a fulfillment of the mitzvah saseh of chalitza and a fulfillment of the prohibition that she shouldn't marry anyone else till she has chalitza. That's the Torah says, Lo tiyesh etamet achutza liish zav. Okay, so those were the mitzvahs of marriage.